Last year in Milwaukee County, heroin killed at least 143 people. That was a nearly 30% increase over the previous year. And at the start of this year, the county was averaging about one overdose death per day. Most health officials agree addiction to opioids and heroin are continuing to worsen. WUWM's Latoya Dennis caught up with a former heroin addict who's now helping others struggling with addiction.
Jason Dobson calls himself one of the lucky ones. He had been addicted to heroin and knocking at death's door.
I can remember the exact first time I shot up. I was in a low-income house with some people I didn't even like, watching them do it. And just by the look on their faces, I said, I want to try that. You know, it took me to depths that most people don't come back from. As you see on the news today, many people are dying. You know, that could have easily been me. And I'm surprised it wasn't me, because that's the amount of drugs that I ingested every daily. I shouldn't even be here.
At age 38, Dobson says he used drugs for nearly half his life.
At about the age of 16 is when I started smoking marijuana and partying more on the weekends with harder drugs.
Dobson says those harder drugs included acid and cocaine and eventually opioid pills in his early 20s. He says he supported his habit with money from his parents and his job as a mailman, not to mention huge amounts of debt.
I mean, there's days I spend thousands. It was nothing. For years I did that in the beginning. You know, I've maxed out credit cards that have $100,000 limits. Go pulling off a couple $1,000 cash daily to use drugs. And just, you know, I'd buy enough to last me for the week, which I thought was enough for the week. It'd be gone by that night.
Dobson says after about 5 years of abusing pills, drug manufacturers moved to time-released prescriptions that people could no longer crush to get an immediate high, so he turned to heroin. He says he went from being someone who said he'd never use drugs via an IV to shooting heroin into his veins.
Even like the first couple of times, I had to have somebody else do it for me. But then eventually, if you want to stay high, you have to learn how to do it yourself. And that also becomes an addiction itself. The whole getting high, the process of getting high becomes an addiction. Just to be able to see, you know, that sticking that needle in your arm and watching the blood go into that whole process becomes an addiction itself too.
Yet somewhere inside, he wanted to stop.
There's times where you're going to get drugs and in your heart, in your mind, you don't want to do it. You're actually crying on your way there. But your body says you have no choice in the matter.
The U.S. Postal Service eventually fired Dobson after he was caught using on the job.
They must have had they put cameras in my truck, and they had a live feed to a laptop, so they followed me around for a couple of days. And then finally that last day, when I was just about to shoot up again, they, you know, roll up on me and the guns drawn and get out the vehicle and took me away like I was a criminal.
Dobson recalls his lowest point after his wife divorced him and took their two children.
I ended up at the Milwaukee Mission. I lost everything. The house, vehicles, all the toys. I had everything a guy could want. And eventually at the end of the road, it was all gone. I remember begging my parents to help me, and they bought me a bus pass, a pack of cigarettes, and dropped me off at the Milwaukee Rescue Mission. They told me, this was your mess, you figure it out.
Was that the help you were expecting?
No. I wanted to take me back home and, you know, put a roof over my head, which probably would not have helped.
Dobson says what did help was a residential treatment program called Serenity Inns on Milwaukee's north side. He got a space there after 1 week in the homeless shelter.
And the funny thing is, I delivered mail in this neighborhood for 14 years, and I never knew what this place was. And when they gave me the address to it, I was like, wait, I've been on these steps 300 times in a year, you know, and I never knew what the place was. And then here I am, you know.
Dobson says for the first 90 days in the residential program, he was consumed with trying to figure out how he could outsmart the system and get high.
Yeah, I sat there and contemplated all these ways, but nothing came through. And, you know, just all of a sudden I got that moment of clarity and realized that, you know, got enough information finally this time, and started opening up and realized that I couldn't do this.
After Dobson completed the 7-month treatment program, he went to school and got the required training to become an addiction specialist. He now works as a counselor for Serenity Inns and has been clean for 5 years. Dobson says he hopes his life serves as an example for people trying to get clean.
I've been where they've been. I've done what they've done. And I found a way out. I've seen the other side of it now. You know, there's nothing they can't come to me and that I haven't done, haven't felt.
As far as his personal life is concerned, Dobson says he lives with his parents, he and his ex-wife are seeing each other again, and he's an involved parent. He repeats how lucky he is, because for many people, addiction doesn't end this way. Tomorrow, we'll meet several people still in the throngs of addiction at Serenity Inns.